I can remember Java 1, 2004, especially. My first Java 1 in some humongous scrappy hotel. I really didn't get or understand America. I only spent a week there, like from Saturday to Saturday morning, and flew back again. My goodness, did I miss that picture. California is wonderful. Really wonderful that you've got to spend some time there to get up into the wine country. And I met so many good people, like Van Riper, when he was working his Silicon Valley user group gig, and he still does, with Patrick Nielsen, of course, in over there. And now he's doing the Google technology user group stuff, which is really good. So, and really good stuff. And at Java 1, 2004, lots of free stuff. I remember meeting a certain Aaron, program outreach manager at some microsystems, and he slid me the odd J2EE design patterns book. Really expensive, heavyweight Prentice Hall books, and I snuck them through and took them back to England, perhaps gave one or two things away, like Effective Java, Joshua Block's interesting book, and Java Puzzlers. I mean, the man did so well, gave and looked after so many of us in the user group community. And, you know, and it's great. Oracle have continued the tradition. I've been watching all the fabulous photos and seen all the strange members in Africa, in Senegal, in Congo. People that I've never met before wearing the Java 7 t-shirts, the launch. And, of course, we know about the USA and of South America. I would love to get down to South America one night in my life, especially to Brazil. I know they're having a World Cup over there in a couple of years' time. Love to get down there and play interesting beach football, Brazilian football, the land of sexy football. And interesting stuff all around the planet, from Congo to Europe to Hungary to Eastern Europe, Poland, Iceland, and South Korea, India. Really great Java 7 vibes. And congratulations, Oracle, for bringing out JDK 7. But you know, this is it. This is the free item reign is over. And I think it's interesting, extremely interesting that we have gone from this free model of giving conference goodies, free books, to hardly anything at all. You're lucky unless you go to a Google I.O. conference if you get anything handed to you as a freebie. I think that is where we are. Certainly how I remember the noughties, at least the early part of the noughties. And for the tens, I don't think this is going to come back. It will be somebody has to pay, or else it doesn't happen.